Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Bolin, as the Clarksville football team has advanced to the second round of the eight-player postseason as they won 78-68 over Coon Rapids Bayard at home in the first round last week. And coach, your thoughts on that win to help your team advance?
Well, you know, our offense played great football all night, and our defense kind of struggled at times, but you know, we knew that going in that our offense didn't have to play extremely well for us to keep winning and in advance, and they did. So we kind of rely on that.
The momentum that has built for your team entering prep here this week for the second round.
Yeah, our kids are excited. You know, it's to make it to the second round, you know, basically top 16 teams, and you know, it just validates the success that we've had all season long, and our kids are excited to play that next game and to play Don Bosco.
As we look to your second round opponent, a team that your team knows well from other sports, a member of the Iowa Star Conference, this will be the first time you get a chance to play them in football here this year. Your thoughts on a trip to Gilbertville?
Well, you know, it's going to be tough because they got a lot of tradition, and they're going to be, you know, playing hard. You know, they're a conference team, so we're kind of like rivals. So they want to win bad, and we want to win bad. So it's going to be a really tough ball game.
And coach, how prep has gone this week scouting a team like the Dons?
Well, it's gone great. You know, I think we match up well with them, and we're very similar. They like to run the ball and be physical, and you know, that's what we do a lot. And you know, we don't have a lot of speed, and they don't have a lot of speed. We're just both physical teams that are very similar.
And at this point, your team has played quite a few games. What the balance between working reps and rehabilitation has looked like for your team?
Well, you know, we're still kind of banged up a little bit. We got to rest some guys this week so that they're healthy on Friday. And you know, we're just banged up. We just got to be able to get healthy.
For your team offensively, based on what you've seen on film, the keys to get your run game going with that power, and then add some wrinkles to the pass to keep the Dons honest.
Yeah, you know, we just got to get off the football and drive and move people. Last week, I think we were catching too much. This week, we got to be able to move our feet and get those guys off the line of scrimmage so that we create those holes, and then also that's going to create opportunities in the passing game like we have the last 2 weeks.
From what you've seen on film defensively, what it'll look like trying to slow down a dual-threat quarterback for the Dons, and then they have a stable of running backs similar to your team.
Yeah, you know, they're always changing up. So sometimes they have number one at quarterback, sometimes they got number five. So when they got five back there, they like to run the ball. He doesn't throw. I don't think he's thrown a pass all year, but when they have number one back there, he's the dual threat. So, you know, and then they got the number eight. Don't know what that kid's name is, but he's the one that's got speed for him, and he can get to the outside. And we just got to be able to recognize, you know, who the ball carriers are going to be and what formation they're setting up in.
And trying to slow down a team like that, do you have a spy on those players, or is it just trying to play coverage, being fluid to whatever they're running?
Yeah, I just think we got to get lined up properly and fly to the football. And I think if we do that, we're going to be okay, you know, because, you know, they don't, like I said, they don't have a ton of speed, but they are physical and they do open holes. So we got to be able to take on some blocks and get off the blocks and get to the ball.
As you enter another winner go home spot, your message to the team here this week as you take on one of your toughest opponents yet?
Well, you know, like I said before, it's the teams that want to advance and want to continue to play in the cold that do well this late in the season, and our kids are excited about that, and we're just going to go out and play the best of our ability, and I think it's going to take care of itself.
Final thoughts, Coach, is this Clarksville football team continues to put a great local community on the map with the way they played here this year, and another chance to do that here with your matchup against the Dons.
Yeah, you know, we just had a great season, and the seniors should be proud of the 4 years that they've accomplished, and they want to keep this going as long as they can, and you know, the underclassmen are on board, and it should be a good ball game.
Well, Coach, best of luck to you and the Indians on Friday night as you take on Don Bosco in the second round of this 8-player postseason.
All right. Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of Clarksville football, Darren Boland, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.